Last night, the Fayetteville City Council finally voted on a proposed extension of the city's smoking ban in public places. The amendment to the ban, which was first passed by voters at the ballot box several years ago, would have made it illegal to smoke in any bar or tavern inside city limits. Last night, more than three dozen people spoke either for or against the measure that ultimately failed. It's hard to believe that if you live in Fayetteville, you didn't see somebody you know at the meeting, which was carried live on local cable and on the city's website.
People are talking about the difference between the dangers of alcohol and the dangers of smoking. One being that cigarettes cause a public health issue. How can you have a public health issue in a private club?
I have to ask why a public health issue as evidence-based as smoke-free air is even being debated. The Surgeon General Richard Carmona's report in 2006 stated that there was unequivocally no safe exposure to secondhand smoke.
By the end of the comment period, a public school teacher, a legendary law professor, a sports writer, several doctors, many bar owners, a local restaurant owner, a police officer, a barber, and many others had addressed the council. Then, more than 5 hours after the meeting had been gaveled into session last night, the council voted against the amendment.
And with that, Sondra, would you please call the roll?
Hattie?
Yes.
Janet?
No.
Three council members voted against it, five for it. The amendment failed because it required a supermajority. Six of the eight members needed to support it for it to pass. That's because it would be an amendment to a law that had been earlier passed by voters. Since a supermajority was required, that meant even if the council had split evenly, four votes on each side, the mayor wouldn't be needed to cast a deciding vote. Still, last night, Mayor Lionel Jordan explained that he did support the defeated proposal.
When I ran for this office, 2008, I was asked this very question in a debate. During that debate, said if it came to a vote of the council and I had to vote, I would support the amendment. I said that then. I believe that now. I would vote for this, but I'm not going to be voting tonight. But I want you to know what I would do if I had to vote, because I think it's important that you do know that.
One of the three council members to vote against the measure last night was Mark Kenyon from Fayetteville's Ward 2. This morning, he said the decision he made was a very difficult one.
The entertainment district is in Ward 2, and I had taken a lot of time, as you know, talking to a lot of the businesses here in the entertainment area, up and down Dixon Street and in Ward 2, and I just felt like that... Without exception, every time that I talked to anyone that was actually being impacted by the vote directly, that they did not feel like that it was appropriate for eight-person city council to make the decision. And so, in the end, I felt like that it should have been a vote that should go to a general election. Certainly on a personal level, I would like to see a smoke-free Fayetteville, but I do represent everyone in Ward 2. The entertainment area is in Ward 2, and so the final decision was after talking to employees in businesses. And, you know, the main argument was everyone saying, we're protecting employees. Well, the employees did not, universally, everyone that I talked to did not really feel like they, that they wanted to be protected by this vote that the city council was taking. If it's a public health issue, then everyone in the public has the opportunity to vote in a referendum that goes on if it's referred to a general election. And so that was the final decision that I made, and it was very tough, very tough.
And you also mentioned last night when you addressed, after so many people had spoken from Fayetteville, the fact that it required a supermajority to pass, and you said something to the effect that you didn't feel comfortable since you didn't think there was a supermajority of the people that were for it.
Well, actually, I kept a spreadsheet. And with the people that I talked to, there were more people that did not want the city council to pass it in this manner. So, right, it wasn't a supermajority of people that I talked to that supported it. You know, so that was bottom line. I felt like that I was representing the constituency that I talked to here in Ward 2 that I was voted to represent. And then across the community, it was not a supermajority of people that supported the measure overall.
Mark Kenyon, Ward 2 City Council member in Fayetteville, discussing last night's vote about a possible extension of the smoking ban in Fayetteville. That extension was defeated last night by the City Council. An archived video of last night's debate and vote at the City Council meeting is scheduled to be available soon at the website accessfayetteville.org. This is Ozarks at Large.